Hello, this is Pastor Deborah again, and welcome to another episode of the Agape Love Podcast Show, Love is Here, a love story. A love story of the ages. This is episode number 9. It's from a big book I wrote many years ago about an eternal love story between a great father and all of humanity. But it starts off very strange that all of humanity had blindness and were spiritually deaf to all his wonderful words of truth and light. They were called the spiritual multitudes, and we learned about them in the Authorized King James Bible. We were working through the book of Matthew. Matthew was an early disciple of this strange man named Christ Jesus, who said he was one with God, and he was with God, and God was with him, and that he was the Son of God inside a dirt body. Humanity couldn't believe it, that God was in man. So he told stories and parables and fables and used what they knew, fishing, plowing, planting, harvesting, to help them see things they could not see. But their spiritual heart and their soul was spiritually blind and deaf. They were spiritually deficient in great spiritual truth and light. For their flesh, the soul with its lust of its eyes, the lust of its flesh and the pride of life, had overwhelmed, encased the spirit in itself. The spirit was sort of a slave. It had to go wherever the soul went, believe whatever the soul told it. But deep down inside, in little teeny weeny seed form, there was something there inside the spirit. But at this time, and most of you even now, were as the spiritual multitudes, deficient, lacking in spiritual knowledge of the spiritual kingdom of heaven, where you came from originally. And you were spiritually ignorant. You were living in darkness of this great eternal love called agape. So we ended there in episode 8, and we're going to pick up now in episode number 9. And we're going back to the scriptures, going back to Matthew 13, 15 through 17. And we're going to pick up there in verse number 15. This was Christ Jesus talking to the multitude, you, and 99.9% of humanity, even people who are in religion or have studied, struggle to get these parables and truths. Some got it, wrote books, and I was able to study a lot of this. A lot of my training came from reading Watchman Nee, a Chinese author from many, many years ago. Great books. So let's pick up verse number 15. And there the multitudes of people who were not yet the spiritual disciples of this Christ Jesus and his words that he was teaching them. There, he said their ears are spiritually dull of spiritual hearing. Means they're deaf. They cannot hear and understand what he was saying. The word dull is defined by Webster's Dictionary. I use the Webster's Dictionary and Strong's Concordance all the time. They were my reference point to help me understand, like this word dull, D-U-L-L. What did it mean when he said that? One, mentally slow, stupid. Number two, this is important, slow in perception or sensibility. Insensible. Number three, lacking zest or vivacity, listless, Number 4. Slow in action, sluggish. That's what dull means, D-U-L-L. Number 5. Lacking in force, no power, or intensity or sharpness. Number 6. Not resonant or ringing, not getting it. Number 7. Lacking in sharpness of an edge or a point. Number 8. Lacking brilliance or luster. Doesn't shine at all. Just maybe darkness. Number 9. Low in saturation and low in lightness. Number 10. Cloudy. Number 11. Tedious. Uninterested. There were some synonyms that went along with this word of dull. Blunt. Obtuse. Meaning not sharp, not keen or acute. Now that's right out of Webster's Dictionary. Yes, you have to look up the synonyms and you have to read slowly. The word dull, D-U-L-L, suggests a lack or loss of keenness, zest, or pungency. That means sharpness. Blunt means suggest an inherent lack of sharpness or quickness of feeling or perception. Lot about perception. The word obtuse, O-B-T-U-S-E, implies such bluntness as makes one insensitive in perception or imagination. Can you believe it? You can be so dull, you don't get it. You don't get parables, you don't get fables, you don't understand fairy tales. You don't understand when you look at flowers, plants, nature. You just don't get it. So a spiritual man doesn't mean male sex. It means the spirit being, I call it the forever person, hidden away inside of a dirt body, of dust and earth, inside the soul, so to speak. But I learned when I studied that our spirit takes on the form of our physical body. It has arms and legs, mouth and eyes and ears and a brain. It has internal organs made of hopefully light, but usually just darkness. But our spirit doesn't have an animal form. It doesn't have a weird creature form. It has the form of the physical body. But this body of dust and earth is a covering, sort of like clothes, a bodysuit maybe. And inside is a spiritual being, but its spiritual ears are slow in spiritual hearing. They're spiritually sluggish. Spiritually lacks spiritual zest or eagerness to want to listen. They're spiritually insensitive. They really don't care. In spiritual perception or spiritual imagination, they really don't care what a fable means, a fairy tale, your stories. They don't care what the teachers are talking about. They don't care about history. They really don't listen to anything. It's like having a headset on with just music, listening to music or whatever, but not paying attention to anything else. The word hearing, H-E-A-R-I-N-G, is defined by Webster's Dictionary as, number 1, the process, the function or power of perceiving sound. Now, the spirit can hear sometimes, but the sounds can drown out the quiet voice of God or anything that is trying to come in. It's overcome maybe by other kinds of sounds that are so loud that sounds that it needs to hear cannot get through. Hearing is the special sense by which noises and tones are received as stimuli. So not only hearing, if you ever look at audio work, The sounds come into the ear. It stimulates certain things in our biological brain that sends neural, electrical, chemical vibrations, waves, into other parts of our brain. It's a multifaceted component, hearing. And you have to understand words and all kinds of things, sounds, vibrations, light, that's carried in the voices. Number three, hearing is the opportunity to be heard, to present one side of a case, or to be generally known or appreciated. Sort of like if you go to court, you have a hearing, somebody gets to hear your side of the case. Number four, hearing is a listening to arguments, sort of in a courtroom. The word hear, H-E-A-R, is defined by Webster's Dictionary as, number one, to perceive or apprehend by the ear. But if you're deaf, like Helen Keller was, and many other people, you could hear through sign language. That's right. You can learn to hear. Some people can read lips if they can see. But if you're spiritually blind and deaf, you got a problem. Number two, hearing means to gain knowledge by hearing. Number three, to listen with attention, to heed. Most of you aren't listening with attention. You learn that in school. You listen. Don't even listen to your parents. You don't even pay attention to the weather. Don't listen to the news. Don't study. Don't listen. Don't care. Just want to listen to music. Be into lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh. Have fun. That's some of you. Others just don't want to listen. You don't want to attend to it. Takes too much effort. Number five. You don't want to have the capacity. You don't have the capacity of sound. Number six, it means to gain information, to learn. Number seven, to receive communication. Number eight, to entertain the idea. Did you know back during many wars, there was a lot of kinds of communication? They used to use pigeons. Then came the telegraph. Some people used smoke signals. Other people used writers to get messages from one place to another. Nowadays, we have all kinds of social media. We have all kinds of unseen microwaves that come into our house, into our computers, our phones. Communication is vital, but hearing is also vital. So we are spiritually learning that the spiritual multitudes and that spiritual man's spiritual hearing are spiritually dull of spiritual hearing, of the spiritual kingdom of heaven's mysteries. And therefore, these spiritual multitudes, heart and mind, through the lack of spiritual hearing, causes the spiritual part of us to not spiritually attend to the spiritual words of spiritual knowledge from anywhere, or about the spiritual mysteries of the spiritual kingdom of heaven and its king, its government, its laws, its justice, of agape love, its territory, the earthly rules for us, and so much more. Or we just don't spiritually listen with any spiritual attention. So we just spiritually entertain other things. We don't give heed to what we should. Therefore, you are one of the spiritually dull of hearing. And that is probably you. And you're dull of hearing of the spiritual mysteries of the spiritual kingdom of heaven or paradise. You might hear it, but you don't get it. I see you out there, and I meet you out there on LinkedIn, social media, on the phone, in the spirit, and you don't have a clue. And so this Christ Jesus and so many others are saying, you are a spiritual multitude who is dull of spiritual hearing. You're deaf of the words of spirit and life. You may not believe it, but 99% of humanity, not of nature. Nature hears God spiritually. God can talk to animals, the wind, the rain, the thunder, the lightning. God can send angels. So can his spiritual adversary, Satan. But you may not even get it. And you probably know other people of these spiritual multitudes who are spiritually dull of spiritual hearing. And that ends this episode. And we'll pick up again in Matthew and continue with verse 15 in the next episode. Look at the physical body. Some people have injuries. They're paralyzed. They're blind, deaf. They have brain problems. They get sicknesses. And so is our spirit. So here in this love school, we're here to first help you. We're sort of diagnosing you spiritually and giving you some truths for you to accept so we can get some healing, some knowledge, and some truths to you about this love story of the ages. All right, I'll talk to you in the next episode of Love is Here, the podcast show. Love is Here, a love story of the ages. All about agape love and you. All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye.